If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
How are you today, Spencer?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So $100,000 reward offered for Chicago mail thieves. So $100,000 for information relating to this, or if you get a conviction, how does that work?
Yeah, so the way the United States Postal Inspection Service does its reward program is we put out reward posters just like we did earlier this week, and it's up to a certain amount depending on the crime. And basically, we pay out that money for information leading to the individual's arrest and conviction. So, you know, the process does have to be seen all the way through. But like, you know, we've mentioned in the past, it is a lot of money and money talks. So that's why we put these things out there.
Absolutely. Are certain types of mail more likely to be targeted?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say certain types of mail. What I would say about mail theft is that mail theft is often a crime of opportunity, and that sometimes the best prevention measures are the simplest, right? So, like, if you live in a residential building or a house, no matter where you live, if you're leaving your mail in your mailbox overnight, you're basically just giving that opportunity to the bad guy to come and take it. So, you know, the simplest thing you can do is every night at a certain time, check your mailbox, bring it inside. And if you're not able to do that, you know, the Postal Service offers a ton of opportunities for postal customers to either have their mail held, delivered elsewhere, what have you. So, you know, these are the things that we all have to kind of take into consideration when we can't grab it right away.
Yeah, a lot of residential folks, when they're going on vacation for spring break or for the summer, you simply call your local post office, right? And you tell them to hold it?
So you can do all of this online by going to the Postal Service's website, USPS.com. There's a hold mail function. You can forward your mail. And it's you know, really a convenient way to do it. You don't even need to talk to anybody if you don't want to. You know, I've done it in the past. It always works great for me. And, you know, the other thing I like to sign up for is something called informed delivery, which is a free service the Postal Service offers. Yeah, where they basically send you an email every morning so that you know, generally speaking, what to expect later that day in the mail.
And what's great about that is if it's not in the mail, then you know it's missing. I signed up for it years ago, and I look at that email every morning. What's coming in the mail today? And it's actually a picture, so you know exactly what's going to land in your mailbox.
Yeah, and now I will caveat it with, it can be a day or so off. Sometimes not everything comes that day. But yeah, no, generally speaking, it's pretty accurate. And that way, you know, if you don't get something you're expecting for days on end, hey, maybe someone stole it, or maybe it disappeared or was destroyed en route by accident. Who knows? But at least you know what you know, can follow up on in the future.
We're talking with Spencer Block, the United States Postal Inspector and Public Information Officer for the Chicago Division, talking about mail theft. So part of that mail theft is also package theft, right? The porch pirates are always in action?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, anything delivered by the Postal Service, whether it's a package or an envelope, is still considered mail, right? So we would investigate a package the same that we would, you know, stolen statement from your bank. You know, mail is mail. And yeah, if someone does fall victim to mail theft, you know, there are a number of things they should do. First, they should file a report with their local police department. But then after that, they should, you know, call us. You know, we are the federal agency that investigates external mail theft. And you can file a report on our website, USPIS.gov, or call our 24/7 hotline.
And what penalties do people face if they are convicted of mail fraud or theft?
You know, it really depends on the crime and what the financial loss is. So I don't want to say, you know, there's a hard and fast, but, you know, it is a federal crime. You know, the reward posters that we put out earlier this week with these three accomplices that are pictured, you know, I don't have the financial loss in front of me. But one thing that I think is important for everyone to know is that if you do fall victim, it is of utmost importance to let law enforcement know, because in order for us to build the strongest case, we want to have justice for as many victims as possible. And you know, it's one of those unfortunate things in law enforcement. You don't want to see people be victimized and lose money or have their identity stolen or what have you. But the stronger the case against, you know, these individuals, the better and the more time they end up facing. So, you know, what I can tell you from these reward posters we just put out is actually in the less than 2 days that they've been out in the public, we've actually received not only tips, but additional victims coming forward providing video of it happening at additional addresses. And all of that are just, you know, pieces of a puzzle that help us put together times and locations and ultimately help us identify who these guys are.
You said one of the important things that we all should do is to check that mailbox every day. Are there other ways we can protect ourselves from mail theft?
You know, like I said, if you're not going to be home for an extended period of time, having the post office hold your mail is always the best bet, because you just don't want someone to stumble upon, you know, important documents or checks or whatever it is that you're receiving. If you can't do that, or if it's on a short notice, you don't have time to do a hold mail, you know, getting in touch with a neighbor and say, hey, would you mind, you know, grabbing my mail? I'm not going to be there for a couple days. Yeah. You know, it's really the simplest things that, you know, protect homeowners or rather postal customers at their homes, keeping their mail safe.
Always great to catch up with you, Spencer. Thanks for the latest. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.